Welcome to HIT Consultant Podcast. In this podcast, we will be speaking with Lawrence Wright, Senior Marketing Manager of Radiology at GE Healthcare. Today's topic will be about GE Healthcare's Centricity Radiology Mobile Access Application. This week's podcast is sponsored by Dr. First. Visit them at www.drfirst.com. For more information on how you can sponsor a podcast here on HIT Consultant, please contact us here at www.hitconsultant.net.
Where do you see cloud affecting radiology? I know in last year at RNSA, you know, cloud even impacts the systems was one of the key, you know, themes for that conference. Can you tell me a little bit more about your thoughts on cloud adoption from a radiology perspective?
Yeah. So our thought around this is the following. So organizations overall, what they're looking to do is some of the following things. They want to provide broader access to information to their constituents. And by doing so, they feel like they can address quality of care. They can improve quality of care. How they can do that is because they're providing more information to their physicians. And the translation is that more information can lead to a couple of things. One, more information can help lead to a more informed diagnosis and more quality diagnosis. More information, what it can also do is remove cost, potentially cost out of the system and improve patient satisfaction. How does it remove costs? Well, in some ways, if you have access to the information, then you may not be ordering an exam because either that exam has already been done within the window that you needed it, or there was some other piece of information that might be in that record that you didn't have familiarity to that allowed you to determine that you didn't need to do that exam. So access to this information provides a lot of benefits. So they're trying to, again, provide greater access to information, and they're also trying to lower their cost of ownership, their total cost of ownership for deploying and supporting this technology. So where does cloud, so why all this? Why did I start with this? Well, the reason for this is because what's happening within the healthcare industry is that a number of factors are kind of triangulating right now, whereby the ability to move to cloud-based systems, if you will, I'll just keep it at a very high level. The ability to move to a cloud-based system is becoming more cost-effective, if you will, to an organization. Mm-hmm. And what their organizations are doing is they're saying, hey, look, I've got this pool of money that's in my budget. And what's happening with the industry is the cost for doing some of these services are coming in alignment with what my cost is for actually performing these. And so, therefore, I've got this interesting decision to make, which is I can sort of outsource this service, if you will, or this technology or this capability, and potentially at the cost that I'm doing it. And if I do that, then what it does is it frees up my internal resources to innovate on new technologies or new services that the organization is looking for us to do so that we can differentiate within the marketplace. And then by differentiating in the marketplace, we can capture a bigger share of the market, which is more patients. And the more patients that we can serve, the more efficient that we're going to be as an organization. If you take the analogy of an airplane, the airline industry, the more they can fill up a plane, the more efficient that they're going to be from the standpoint of operating. So I kind of backed into it by saying what's happened with cloud right now is that it's now becoming cost effective to outsource some of these services, whether it's storage of information, whether it's hosting the actual application offsite, whether it's just getting access to the application offsite. You know, the cost of this is coming in alignment with where an organization can say, you know, it's appealing to me right now because I've got an interesting trade-off. I can continue to do the management on my own and leverage my FTEs to do this, or I can partner with a vendor to have them do this for me, and then I can free up my resources to do other things, and those other things would be in alignment with some level of innovation or some level of competitive nature so that they can differentiate within the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing, what you saw at RSNA, or this is still very much in its infancy. What you're seeing is some organizations that are, you know, promoting themselves as cloud services, and you know, cloud is the ultimate, and it's where it needs to go. Again, this is still in its infancy. It's got to play itself out. At the end of the day, what's going to be important for the decision makers within facilities is what's the cost of doing this, and then weighing that also against the, you know, the aspect of the security, the redundancy, and then service level agreements around, you know, getting access to the information. So in some aspects, it's a little bit of an experiment where people can say, yes, it can be done. But from the standpoint of maturity and where, like, PAC systems today, our departmental PAC systems have almost 100% uptime. In a number of cases, there are 100% uptime. We have sites that have never gone down at all. And when you're looking at the question about do you outsource this and put it into a cloud environment, we've got sites that have 10,000 physicians that they're serving. They can't afford to not have a situation where those physicians can't get access to images. If they can't get access to images, then their ability to practice care diminishes. And so, you know, there's this element of what's going to happen over the next few years of this technology, you know, continuing to mature and mature and mature. But I believe right now we're kind of in an infancy stage for this.
Right. Which makes me ask, in terms of, you know, with the integration of mobile applications, cloud, all of this virtualization, all of this image storage, as well as sharing all of this data, how do you avoid the fragmentation within all this? How can we get to a more integrated solution with everything? Because right now it seems like there is a service, however, it's just only a service for radiology. It's only a service for certain areas, and it just seems so fragmented. How do we get to that point where things become more integrated?
Great question. And so this is where some of the, you've got to read into some of the analyst reports, where they're saying, where they're jumping to the conclusion that cloud is the way to go, and I think they're overlooking some elements of the bigger picture, and you really kind of identified one of the key areas there that's sort of been overlooked, is this interoperability piece, because moving it to the cloud doesn't mean that it automatically becomes interoperable. It just means mm-hmm. it's a different deployment mechanism. It doesn't solve the interoperability aspect of it. So where interoperability comes in is following standards. So DICOM standards, IHE or XDS standards, if you will. And if you've got solutions that are supporting those standards, then at least you've got the framework in place where these systems can be interoperable. And then it depends on where you're going to deploy them, whether they're on-premise or in a cloud-based solution. So. But the cloud-based solution versus on-premise, that's just a choice of deployment. It really is not an aspect of one is more interoperable than another. It's the technology stack that they're made of that is going to determine whether or not they're interoperable.
Right. So what are the meaningful use implications other than the applications, you know, that mobile application is going to be used for to have more data available to physicians, to radiologists, you know, so they can practice medicine, make more decisions better. But what other meaningful use implications are there for using this application?
Yeah, so there's two aspects to that. One is that with the current meaningful use definitions right now, it's around getting access to lab values, pharmacy values, patient consent forms, I think there's one other area, there's a couple of other areas, but the meaningful use compliance is really specific to those areas, meds, allergies, patient problem list, lab, et cetera. And in order to qualify for meaningful use money, you either need to deploy an EMR that is that has meaningful use certification, or you do a modular approach, which is you use some other IT stack that has modular certification. And modular certification means that you've picked out a module and you've gone for certification for that area. Now, translate over to from an imaging perspective, they haven't finalized the ruling with regards to what does this mean from an imaging perspective. And until they finalize that, it's going to be hard to say what the impact is going to be from a meaningful use perspective. From mobile, and Center City Radiology Mobile Access, our focus has been providing access to those images in the use cases that we spoke of earlier. And right now, it has not been the focus for this particular product has not been around providing access to problem lists or allergies or labs. Although the product does have the capability to be launched from an EMR or a patient portal, if you will. So in the same way that organizations, what they're doing is they're deploying an EMR to get meaningful use certification, what they also want to do in providing the single point of access to that content is to be able to launch into the images as well. And so if they're deploying the EMR on some type of a mobile device, they have the capability for launching into Center City Radiology Mobile Access as well. So they've got that single point of access for the content that's in the EMR, and also that single point of access into the images that supplement that EMR content. But from a meaningful use certification perspective, the rules aren't defined right now around imaging. Until they do, we're not in a position to do anything with Center City Radiology Mobile Access on meaningful use.
So one of my last questions is, where do you see mobile health going within the next 5 years? I know really last year, you know, the term mHealth really started really exploding. Where do you see the industry going within the next 5 years? I know it's still in the infancy, but what, in your opinion, is where do you see it going? What are some of the challenges of it as well as some of the benefits?
You know, I think that I'll start with the challenges first. The challenges are going to be on organizations getting comfortable with end users using their own mobile platforms and putting strategies and policies in place to allow end users to use their own devices, and putting the infrastructure in place through things like mobile device management to ensure compliance to security and patient confidentiality. There's been so much written about this that there's such a big wave of this consumerization of IT that they're not going to be able to stop it. Basically, it happened outside of healthcare, where all of us have taken our smartphones, if you will. If you think back 5 to 7 years ago, Fred, when you know, before the BlackBerry came onto the marketplace, and you know, what we had from a knowledge worker perspective, outside of healthcare, we had some level of productivity with regards to our ability to execute either in the office or outside of the office, but specifically when we were outside of the office. Then along came the BlackBerry, and what the BlackBerry did is it made the knowledge worker so much more productive, and productive from the standpoint that not only could they accomplish more, but the whole chain of communication around a particular topic was, you know, executed in a much more streamlined fashion, and decisions could be made much more quickly because of access to information. And we lived through that, and we've seen the benefits of it, and it has been a tremendous thing from a knowledge worker perspective. That same impact is going to happen within healthcare, and it will happen because of healthcare workers being able to get more ready access to information and also being able to make decisions in a quicker and a faster amount of time. And that is going to those two things together are going to provide some levels of improvement from the standpoint of quality decisions and speed of decisions and moving forward. I think organizations, again, coming back on this, organizations then will put in place the IT infrastructure to ensure that those devices are secure and that patient safety is not compromised and that access to applications are not compromised. But the wave of using mobile technology within healthcare is pretty much upon us, and it'll continue to become more and more a fabric of how we practice healthcare moving forward. What it's also going to do to us, just like, you know, there's I don't know the exact number, but something like 500, I don't know if it's 500 million, but a large number of applications on the iTunes store, you know, even outside of healthcare. What this does is it spurs innovation So new applications will get created. They'll be made available to individuals, and those new applications will provide capabilities beyond what we have today. So that spurring of innovation, what it's going to lead to is, again, more productive healthcare, more quality healthcare. Potentially in the future, what it might lead to is, you know, reduction in cost of being able to provide the service. But this wave of mobile within healthcare, I think we're going to be able to get the same benefits that we did from a knowledge worker perspective outside of healthcare, and potentially even more. So,
look, any final closing thoughts?
This is an exciting time to be in healthcare. I think we have made some great strides over this journey of providing, you know, transitioning healthcare into digital. It started with images back with PAC systems in the late 80s, early 90s, again with PAC systems and radiology departments. We've made some great strides in gaining, you know, 60, 70% productivity improvements in radiology departments with departmental PAC solutions. Part of the idea around meaningful use was to spur that same adoption with an EMR, so that we could get those productivity improvements and provide, you know, broad access to this information across the enterprise. What we're seeing now is this next wave and this next evolution, which is being able to tap into these mobile devices to build on top of those productivity gains from these previous infrastructures that we put in place. And I just think this is a really exciting time to be part of healthcare and to be part of providing these solutions and, you know, contributing to providing broader access, improving the quality of care, and reducing the total cost of ownership of these systems, which will hopefully, you know, maybe indirectly tie into reducing the cost of healthcare overall. So,
today's podcast series was brought to you by HIT Consultant. Thank you, and have a great day.